All right. God's awesome. All the time. Yes, isn't God awesome? Yeah. Yes. Get your Bibles out. Turn to Jeremiah 33. We did have a wonderful day yesterday. It was absolutely wonderful. The Lord spoke something to me as before the service started. I was coming over here to pick up something to carry over. And when I walked over here to pick up that extension cord, the Lord spoke to me. I mean, in my spirit, He spoke right to me. And He said, today is the rebirth of this church. And then I walked over there and I said, we'll have 2,000 people here. That's the rebirth of the church. We had about 200 plus, maybe 300, all together throughout the day. And I walked back over here and I said, Lord, I thought you said it was a rebirth. I said, that's only 200 or 300. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you ever see anything that big come out of a womb? I said, other than D.C. and Nick, no. And so, again, the Lord spoke again. He said, yesterday was the rebirth of the church. And that let it grow. Just let it grow. Let it grow. It's going to happen. Amen. Get your Bibles out. Turn to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 33. Stand for the reading of the word. Yeah, those guys and gals are awesome. Please pray for Marina and Jordan. Jordan's aunt died last night. Unexpectedly, she had cancer, but it was unexpected that she was going to die yesterday. So let's pray for them. It's never easy saying goodbye to a loved one. Ever. Ever. Jeremiah 33. Now, Jeremiah's in prison again. Let me just give a little precursor here so you think some of y'all that are really biblical scholars are going to look at this and say, well, he weren't in the cistern yet. He was in the court. Well, yeah, I understand. But Jeremiah was locked up several times during his ministry. He was locked up because they didn't like the message that he was bringing. And so when I was looking at him in that situation there, I said, the Lord spoke to me and said, there's hope at the end of your rope. So remember, Jeremiah's in prison. He may not be in the cistern at this time, but he was in prison multiple times during his ministry. And that's awesome to think that God gives you hope at the end of your rope. Somebody come by yesterday and said, wow, they ought to make a record. And I said, well, some of them already got a record. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody looked at that and they did. Yeah. Before we read, I want to tell you, a man goes to a drugstore and asks the pharmacist if he can give him something for hiccups. The pharmacist promptly reached out and slapped the man right in the face. He said, what'd you do that for? He said, well, you don't have the hiccups anymore, do you? He said, I never did. My wife does, still does. She's out in the car. Stop and listen. Amen. Good's good to stop and listen. Jeremiah 33, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. Y'all say second time. While he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord has formed it, that formed it to establish it, and the Lord is his name. Call upon me, and I will answer thee. And show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, there's absolutely nothing impossible for you, Lord, that all things are in your hands. All things, Lord, are capable of you, Lord, that we don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be ashamed. You're with us through thick and thin, and we thank you for it, Lord. We know, God, that you've got everything under control. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for yesterday. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you all the glory and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. You can be seated. Also, pray this afternoon. Y'all probably seen on the news, a detention officer got killed last week on his way home at Pitt County. And so today I'm going to represent the detention center at his funeral, and I'm going to participate in this funeral in Kinston. So please be praying for that family. He was actually, there was a single mom, and he was big brother, and he was helping take care of mom and his little brother. And so this is heavy. Anytime you have a loss, it's heavy, but especially he was more of a father figure than he was a brother figure. And so remember this family, that God will just give them a special, special touch. Amen. Brother Keith will be here tonight. Brother Keith's going to do a fine job. There's no doubt in my mind. But got something for y'all. Come on out here. Brother Keith's got something for you. Amen. God has. That's right. That's right. Amen. So now, there's hope. I'm going to try this again today. There's hope at the end of your rope. Y'all say that with me. There's hope at the end of your rope. How many here has ever been to the end of your rope and said, God, I just can't take it anymore? How many said that lately? God, I just can't take it anymore. God, I'm telling you, he spoke to me just as clear last week and said, tell the people to think they're at the end of their rope, that that's where they're going to find hope. That's where they're going to find God. That's where they're going to find this anointing that they never realized would be there. So there's hope at the end of your rope. Now what is hope? What is hope? What's biblical hope? Hope is an expectation. It's expecting. It's longing for God to do something. Amen? It's longing for God to do something. How many here have asked God, God, I need you to do this because I cannot do it. God, I need you to step up because I can't do this. I am lost without you, God. That's hope. God, I need you to take care of this. For Abraham, hope was the ram caught in the thicket. In the midst of a broken world, it's a cross covered in the red blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. And for those that are suffering loss and those that are suffering tragedy, the empty tomb gives me hope. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. God gives us hope. When we have hope, our hearts fill with the spirit of praise that declares with God all things. Y'all say it. All things are possible. Praise the Lamb of God. God is awesome. Do it again. All things are possible. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lamb of God. Now let's read this right here now. Jeremiah 33, 1 through 3. We're gonna read again. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the what? When he was yet what? In the court prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call upon me, or call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Now, in his difficult times, he learned three things. Y'all say three. He learned three things about God right here that gave him hope. And if everybody in here today can hold on to those three things, something special is going to take place in your life today before you leave this place. Now let's watch this now. Number one thing about God is the God of new beginnings. Yesterday, walked in here and God said, this is the rebirth of the church. I'm here to tell you something. God is doing something special. Not only in the church, he's doing it in our lives. He's doing it together, collectively. He's doing it individually. God is doing something special for all of us because our God is a God of new beginnings. Y'all say new beginnings. Say it again. Y'all almost sound like you believed it. God is a God of? Praise the Lamb of God. Now Jerusalem's under siege. It's 586 B.C. Jerusalem's getting ready to go into captivity. So all this is going on. There's some powerful stuff happening there. And while all this is going on, all this terrible stuff's going on, Jeremiah is in prison. Do you know that God protected him in that prison? Sometimes you think, well, all this is going on, and why can't I be doing something about it? I'm locked up. And God says, I got you locked up for a reason. I'm protecting you in the middle of what's going down. But here's the word of hope. He says he came to him a second time. I love that word, a second time. Why? Watch this. Two things. Number one, it was not the end of Jeremiah. And it was not the end of God's people. Two things. Even though it looked like it was the end, it was not the end of Jeremiah. It was not the end of God's people. Matter of fact, a new beginning was at hand. Let me find my Bible here. Praise God. we picked up all kinds of stuff. Y'all want to sing again? Okay. Verse 4 says, "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the house of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury. For all those wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities." Y'all say all. "Whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me, and it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear of the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it." What he's saying is there's going to be a tough time, but you watch out because I'm taking care of it. Amen. The new beginning's at hand, and Zedekiah the king, his efforts to save that nation is going to fail. Everything in this government right now, the stuff the government's trying to do to make things better, it seems like every time they try to make it better, they make it worse. Sometimes I like to call Washington, D.C. and say, "Stop helping us! And quit getting on television and telling me a lie about how great my pockets fill with money and how great we're doing in the nation and how everything's perfect." It is not perfect. God was taken out of the nation, and God says, "Enough's enough! Put me back in the nation, and I'll make you great again." Amen. Come on. Yeah. So now, here's what he's saying. Listen, listen. The government can't do it, but God says I can. Woo! What the government cannot do, what the Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, all of those guys, what they cannot do because they're too busy fighting. Look, they're fighting over control of the sandbox. God can do just like that. Amen. We serve a powerful God, a God of new beginnings. The word came while Jeremiah was in prison. Let me tell you something. Adversity could not hinder the word of God. You may feel like you're locked up tighter than you've ever been before, and you can't do a thing about what you're going through, but God's word will get to you, and God's word will help you, and God's word will work for you, even though you feel like nobody else can even get to you, even know how you feel. God's word is not bound. It is more powerful than anything in this world. Thank you for your word, God. Paul said, "I'm bound, but praise God, the word of God is never bound. It's never changed. It always works." Amen? Amen. So now, look. So here's the nation. The God of new beginnings. Here we go. Fly off there. Thank you. The God of new beginnings. Do you know God still has a purpose for you? Have you ever felt like God was through using you? Don't raise your hand. Because if the truth be known, every person in this place would raise their hand at one time or another. At one time or another, somebody would say, "You know what?" Every last one would say, "You know, I think God must be through with me because I can't seem to get anything together anymore. Everything's falling apart around me." And God says, "I still have a purpose for you." This is one of my favorite verses. I give it to the guys at prison all the time. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon. Y'all say no weapon. That is formed against you. Didn't say it wouldn't be formed against you. It's going to be formed against you. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I'm going to tell you something right now. You know what happened to Jeremiah that day? Jeremiah's in prison. He's locked up. People are upset because of him. You know what? Guess what? God met him. He couldn't go to the temple, but God met him where he was. Today, you may have a problem. You're thinking, "I really don't feel like God can even use me because of the problem I've got." And God says, "I'll meet you at your door. I will meet you at the door of your problem. I will meet you where you are." Praise the Lamb of God. God went and looked for me. I didn't go looking for him. He come looking for me. And where he found me, good church folk wouldn't have been there. Oh, come on. Okay, so God will meet you where you are. This is, y'all say it, this is not the end but the beginning. Y'all say it. That's right, amen. So first, he's a God of new beginnings. You know, I read about Carl Downs. Anybody ever heard of this guy named Carl Downs? Carl Downs, if I was to mention his name, you probably no one ever even heard of him. I hadn't heard of him until I started studying. He was a Methodist preacher in Oakland, California, who died of a heart attack while he was still quite young. Several years before he died, he was asked by the juvenile court to take responsibility for a young man who was always getting in trouble. Carl Downs accepted the responsibility and became a father to this young man. While you may not know who Carl Downs is, who it took a lot of patience and a lot of love for what he did. You may not know who Carl Downs is, but you'll know this young boy. This young boy's name is Jackie Robertson. Wow. You see, if there hadn't have been a Carl Downs, you may have never even heard of Jackie Robertson. One of the most famous guitar players. One of the most famous baseball players. My fingers are still sore. Yes, it's been a long time since I played 150 songs in one time. They weren't 150. How many we play? About 50? 40? Whatever we played, my fingers were going, okay, buddy, you can stop now. Amen. Praise God. I loved yesterday. Absolutely loved yesterday. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so get ready. Not only is he the God of new beginnings, he's the God who makes all things possible. Y'all say all things. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it. Oop, hit the button. What in the world did I do? The Bible touched and he got excited. Here we go. There you go. The God who makes all things possible. Praise the Lamb of God. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Wow. The Army Corps of Engineers has a slogan. The difficult things we do immediately, the impossible takes a little longer. The Marines probably got something better than that, I'm pretty sure. Do they have, what's the Marines, brother? Did y'all hear that? If it absolutely positively has to be destroyed overnight, call the U.S. Marine Corps. Amen. We got several guys in here. Some of y'all, who was in the military, raise your hand. Well, whatever branch. Look around here. We got some military guys. Yours, U.S. We got armies and we got Marines. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. So watch this now. The restoration of Jerusalem appeared to be impossible. It's impossible until you base it on the power of God. Let's go back over here. 32:17. Let's go back over here. Chapter 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out thy arm. There is nothing. Don't say nothing. There is nothing too hard for God. God asks, says, is there anything too hard for me? Think about this thing now. I'm going to go through it kind of quick. All right? Get ready. Human history is a record of God making the impossible possible. Get ready. Here it comes. The creation. God stepped out on nothing and spoke the word and created everything. The incarnation. Now God takes on a human body and becomes man. Think about the miracles, the people that couldn't see, the people that couldn't talk, they were possessed by devils, and God heals them. Think about salvation on that cross that looked like it was the end, but it actually was the beginning. And then think about the resurrection. God makes all things possible. Matter of fact, I'm here to tell you something right now. God still has power. Somebody say that. Tell somebody else, God still has power. Yes. So let me ask you a question. What you got pressing you today? What is tearing you up today? What have you got inside of you that you're dealing with that's really destroying the way you're thinking and your thought process? What is going on inside of you that you need God? Only God can do it. Let me just tell you something. There is nothing impossible. There is nothing too hard for our God. Y'all say that. Nothing is too hard by our God. Give somebody a high five and say, there's nothing. Praise the Lord. Let's just go over here a little bit. I want to show you something here in this verse. This is so awesome. His name here is Yahweh. Yahweh is one of the translations. One of the translations of Yahweh is the one who promises. His promise is so important that God signs this promise to Jeremiah with his own name. Four times he signs Yahweh. Just like a name on a contract guaranteeing it, the one who made heaven and earth and made you and everything you see. He said, I did this and I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to bring it to pass. I love it. Here you go. So look at some of his names. There's El Shaddai, Almighty God, El Elon, Most High God, El Barith, God of the Covenant, El Roi, the God who sees me. And then watch the Yahweh, or Jehovah, Yahweh, Jehovah. We say Jehovah, but the Hebrews called it Yahweh. Yahweh, Jireh, the Lord who will provide. Yahweh, Nisi, the Lord my banner. Yahweh Shalom, the Lord is peace. Yahweh Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Yahweh Tadiskidu, the Lord our righteousness. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. He is the Ancient of Days. That means he's not just older than dirt. He's the one that made the dirt. Praise the Lamb of God. God's awesome. Oh, y'all can do better than that. So, you know, in 1997, and how many remember the Cleveland Cavaliers guard, all-star guard, Terrell Brandon? Remember Terrell Brandon for the Cleveland Cavaliers? Some of y'all don't watch professional basketball, do you? I don't either. I like college basketball. And when Duke's playing, it's awesome. When Carolina's playing, I usually turn the TV to something. Okay. Terrell Brandon, in 1997, All-Star guard for Cleveland Cavaliers, Terrell Brandon shared the testimony of his mother's healing on an ESPN interview. In 1993, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer of the liver and sent home. The doctors did all they could, and the interviewer said, well, what happened? Brandon shared that his parents are people of faith and that the church prayed fervently. The next diagnosis showed no signs of cancer. The interviewer asked, so the cancer disappeared without an explanation? He said, no, this is on ESPN. Oh, no, there's an explanation. It's Isaiah 53:5. By his stripes, we were healed. Praise the Lamb of God. By his stripes, we were healed. On ESPN, praise the Lamb of God. God is God of the impossible. And then finally, I'm almost closing. I said almost, so some of y'all can't say he said he was closing. Things are possible. I am closing. He's the God who answers prayer. God told Jeremiah, call to me. Now just as quick, I'm going to go through this one kind of quick. Call to me. Now here's the possibility, to call on God personally. Man, it's so awesome. We can call on the creator of the heavens and the earth. We call on the most powerful man in the universe, the most powerful person in the universe. Think about this thing now. The same God who holds the universe in his hand from here to here, the universe lives. He's so big he can hold the whole universe. We saw that a couple weeks ago, how big it was. Can hold it from here to here. That same God can get down so small he can live in our heart. Wow, that's a powerful God. So there's a possibility we can call on God personally. There's a promise of God once we start calling him. It's threefold and get ready to close. There's the welcome of God. I'll answer. Yesterday morning, I was trying to call D.C. because he sent me to his house on the way up here to pick up an amp. And I was texting him and calling him. I'm not getting anywhere. And then I started calling everybody. Nobody was answering the phone. And then finally, I sent out a mass text. And then finally, somebody, Brandon, answered. I said, well, can you get D.C. for me? And D.C. said, Daddy, my phone never rang. You see, there's a Neverland right here. Did y'all know that? This is Neverland. I can take my cell phone to my office, and I can hold it right here, and I got 4G. Watch this. 3G. 1G. Roam. It's so sad when people go and say, Pastor, nobody wants to talk to you. I'm so upset. And I go, well, how about... So I got nobody to talk to, and I hang up on them. I'm not trying to hang up on them. It's funny. I did like what the guy said over at the Senior Saints the other day. He said, y'all think this is a phone. He said, I can't afford a cell phone. He said, it's actually a garage door opener. He said, that's what looked like him in style. God is never too busy. He doesn't have any dropout areas. He doesn't have a place where you can't get a signal. God can answer you anytime, any place. I'm going to tell a story about Daniel and DC's mama was getting ready to go into surgery, and it was a rough surgeon. They said, there's no telling what we're going to find when we get in there. And she said, honey, I'm a little concerned about this surgery because it's like the third or fourth of a five-part surgery. There was five surgeries altogether, but this was the third or fourth one. And I remember going all the way to the door, holding her hand, and said, God is with you. And she said, but I still don't feel that peace. I don't feel the peace. If I could just feel the peace, everything would be fine. Just let me feel the peace, Lord. And so she's going out and looking at her and waving at her. I said, Lord, let her feel that peace. And she said, just before she went out, she said, somebody came in that white garb and stood at the foot of the operating table and said, everything's going to be all right. And he took his hands and he grabbed her feet. She went out. She came up later and she asked the doctor, who was that person, that person in that white robe, the white, because everybody's wearing white. You know why doctors wear masks, don't you? No, so you recognize them also. It's illegal to rob somebody without a mask, okay? And she said, who was that guy that was holding my feet? She said, I felt such a great peace. And he said, we weren't having anybody at your feet, dear. We were busy everywhere else. And it hit her. The Lord came in the room and took her by the feet and gave her that peace. Let me tell you something. Our God, I couldn't get beyond those doors, but God could. Secondly, works of God. So I'll show you great and mighty things that you know what. No, not. God is a God of great power. You know, there's nothing too hard. I can't tell you enough. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing. Y'all say nothing with me. Nothing. And then finally, words of wisdom. He says, I'll show you mighty things which thou knowest not. Unsearchable. That word unsearchable means inaccessible to beyond human knowledge. It's also the same word they use for walled up, talking about the fortified cities of Cana in Deuteronomy 1:28. Again, that's just like me coming in here yesterday and God saying, today is the rebirth. And then when I come back in and I said, well, you know, there was only 200 or 300. I thought there was going to be a lot more. And he said, have you ever seen anything big come out of the womb? It's got to grow. Wow. That was him talking. Unsearchable. Unknown riches. Watch the answer here. Watch this. Watch this quickly. And this is, let me count how many more slides. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm kidding. God still has passion. The Bible says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor either entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God. No matter what you're going through today, you give it to God because there's hope at the end of your rope. This right here is an awesome scripture. I was in DC's office one day, and DC was telling me, Dad, sometimes things just get a little rough in here, and I'm trying to keep it together and show me, you know, God, show me, God. And I gave him this scripture, and I said, you know what I would do? He said, what? I said, I'd put that on the wall. I didn't know he was going to put it on the wall right then. He put it right in the frame. If you walk into DC's office, this is what you're going to see. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. If every time you find yourself locked up, stock and barrel, every time you find yourself feeling like you can't do anything else, you remember, God knows the plans he has for you. declares, I know it. He declares it. Praise the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and to give you a future. Our God is an awesome God. Y'all guys come on up here and play something. Our God is an awesome. Y'all give him a praise. Hand clap of praise. Come on. Our God is an awesome God. An awesome God. Come on. Come on, y'all. An awesome God. Awesome God. There is hope at the end of your rope. Y'all say that with me. There is hope at the end of my rope. Y'all say that with me. There is hope at the end of my rope. Praise the Lamb of God. God is awesome. All the time. Y'all all stand. This morning, I know there's people in here that feel like you're being blocked out or locked out or in prison in certain areas of your life because you're trying to step forward, and every time you try to step forward, you fall back. Every time you try to climb out, you fall back in. There is hope at the end of your rope. Because God is a God of new beginnings. God makes all things possible, and God answers prayer. This morning, with every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm going to ask just a few things, then we're going to open up the altar. Number one, is there anybody here that would say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus Christ, my personal Savior. And in order to have that hope at the end of my rope, I need to know Him. With nobody looking around, every head bowed, every eye closed, would you raise that hand? I don't know Him. I need to. Pray for me, Pastor. I'm not going to call you out, make you embarrass you. Maybe you're here this morning and you're just not as close as you used to be. That there was a time that you were a lot closer than you are now. It's like the old man or woman riding down the road on their 50th anniversary and in his old truck. And she says, honey, remember when we first got married? We used to sit side by side in this old truck. He said, yes, dear. She says, now look at all the space in between us. I'm at one window, you at the other. And he said, honey, he said, I haven't moved. Maybe right now, you're not as close as you used to be, but let me tell you something, God didn't move. If you don't feel, see, understand, grasp like you used to, and you feel that you have more distance between you and God than ever before, would you just, without anybody looking around, raise your hand and say, pray for me, Pastor. I want to get back close. Touch them, Lord. Hands all over this place. I want to get back close where I was. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, show all of them, Father. Show them there's hope at the end of their rope. Show them, God, that you've got something for them. That it's not the end, it's the beginning. That you're still in charge, you're still in control. Now, if you have any need whatsoever in your life, any need, I'm going to invite you to this altar right now. The altars are open. Come on up this altar. If you got any need in your life, I want you to come up this altar. Or maybe you just want to come up and thank Him. That's fine too, but I want all that will come to these altars. Let them fill up. Let them fill up. There is hope at the end of your rope. All that will come to these altars. Come on. Start stepping out everywhere. Don't worry about people thinking about you. Step on out. Father, I need that hope. Father, I need that hope. Come on. Step out. Step out. Father, I need you. That's right. Come on. All that will. Come on. If you just want to thank Him for what He's done for you, come on out. If you want to talk to him, just step on out. If you need him to help you in any way, step on out. There is hope at the end of your rope. God's got plans for you. He showed Jeremiah. He showed him this before he ever told him the other stuff. I've got plans for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But he was in prison. So God showed him, there's hope at the end of your rope. God's got this. God's got this. God's got this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope at the end of your rope. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. God is able. God is able. God is able. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Y'all sing that with me. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yeah, come on, sing it. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind. There's hope at the end of your rope. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Y'all say this with me. There's hope at the end of my rope. God is awesome all the time. Come back tonight, Brother Keith has been on his knees before the Lord. The Lord showed him something. Y'all coming out and find out what it is. Amen. Amen. And y'all pray for it's called Frink, the Frink family. Taylor Frink is the young man, 24 years old. He was on the way. He just got off work from the detention center. He was on the way to help his mama. Her car wouldn't start, and he said, I'll be right there. He died 5 miles from the house. Please remember that family in prayer. Amen. Amen. Brother Keith, you dismiss us in prayer, please.